I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable, and I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
This is the Be One Change One podcast, where our mission is to help listeners define values, practice integrity, and inspire change.
Our vision is to mentor men and empower them to achieve more by taking responsibility for shaping their own lives.
He's Cass, an evolving man who has been shaped by adversity and continues to grow through his imperfections.
And he's Roscoe, an imperfect work in progress that tries to suck less every day.
Between us, we have over 40 years of Air Force fighter pilot experience with countless hours as trainers, instructors, and mentors.
Join us and learn to take responsibility for your own life as we dive into subjects from leadership to resilience to vulnerability.
Be the one who changes their course. Be decisive, driven, and purposeful. Set the example for others. Lead. We wish we'd had this show when we were younger men.
Be the one.
Fall for everyone, I think. I mean, I was on the road. Gosh, I was on the road more this fall than I think I've been in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, you guys were gone for like most of November.
Yeah. I thought things were supposed to slow down when you become empty nesters.
No, it doesn't work that way, I don't think.
Certainly doesn't feel that way for me, at least not right now. So.
I don't think life ever really slows down, maybe until you're like too old to enjoy it anymore. But right now it's not, I'll tell you that.
We were so excited to get the kids out of the house and not have a football season to make it through and all that shit. And then all of a sudden, you know, life events started happening and this, that, and another. And we've been on the road. And in the month of November, I slept in my bed 11 times.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. Anyways,
well, that reminds me, just as a reminder, one, happy holidays to everybody out there. And two, I think our last episode for the year is going to release. I think it's the 19th, is that Tuesday. And then we'll take a couple weeks off. So you guys won't get a podcast release from us that last week of December or that first week of January. I think the first one that we'll do after that, I think, is the 5th, which will be First Name Friday.
Yeah.
January. So if you don't get if you don't have a podcast for a couple of weeks, we haven't stopped. We're just taking a break.
And in case we were told once upon a time to not do math in public. So in the event that this episode comes out after the first of the year, disregard everything that Cass just said.
That's right.
And welcome to the new year, 2024.
Yeah, that's right. And this may not be out.
This may not be our, we haven't made that decision yet. Yeah. So this may be the last episode of the year and maybe not. So you guys are getting an episode with a wild card asterisk beside it.
Today. Yeah, my bad.
No, it's all good.
See, I screw things up all the time.
No, we're going to make
not uncommon.
We're going to make lemonade, man. It's going to be awesome. So in the event that you're listening to this after the first of the year in 2024, welcome to the new year.
Yeah.
And 23 was awesome for me anyways. I won't speak for anybody else, but I had a pretty awesome 23 and moving forward.
Right on.
So what are you talking about today?
So we've talked a lot about values, but one of the things, kind of our big three, you know, is values, integrity, and change. And there's obviously a lot that goes into all of those things, but we haven't really drilled down on integrity yet. And so I thought we'd take this opportunity to talk a little bit about integrity.
Yeah, heck yeah, man. I mean, gosh, this could be a 2 or 3 hour episode. I don't know. Well, you have at least had coffee this evening and I haven't. It's been a long day, but I got a full nicotine pouch over there. I think I can probably power through a 3 hour episode. So guys, buckle up.
Yeah.
You probably need to dehydrate and rehydrate, if you know what I mean. And let's get going. Integrity. That could get deep, man. Of course there's a lot of definitions floating around out there. And like we were talking about in the pregame, a lot of them are generic and a lot of them are, like you said, platitude centric.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read that one that I found?
Sure. Well, let's contrast them a little bit. So let me give you like the Webster's dictionary definition.
Yeah.
And you guys, I'm just going to be honest with you right now. Like a bunch of this stuff, I can't fucking stand it because it's so, it's so generic and in some cases wordy.
Yeah.
And has a lot of platitudes in it. And it doesn't really, like, I want to get specific about things. I want there to be some specificity when I'm trying to figure these things out for myself. And it just doesn't get to it sometimes. But like the baseline definition is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles or moral uprightness, the state of being whole and undivided. I can get down with the second half of that, whole and undivided.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a second. But that first part, what the fuck does that mean, man? I get being honest. Okay, that's cool.
I think at the core,
but moral principles and moral, like,
well, okay,
what lens do you view the world through?
This is one of those things that it becomes circular at some point. Well, and don't use the word that you're trying to define.
It's
in the definition,
the old platitude that we used to use in the military all the time, right? Which is, you know, one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter.
Yeah.
So that those moral abstract pieces to it. It kind of drives me crazy.
I can get down with the honesty piece of it because I think at its core, integrity is that's probably foundational to defining integrity, at least the way that we're going to talk about it. I think honesty is a big part of that. And I think there's a little more to it, maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it, I think.
And I really like the second half of that definition, especially when you don't look at it as like, you know, the integrity of a ship's hull or something like that. Like you're not looking at like a material object and its integrity. You apply that definition to your personal self. And I think you can really start to pull some cool things out of there.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I can totally get down with the being whole and undivided piece of it because at least in the lens that I view it through, that's integrity at its core, right? I think there's kind of two parts to it, but that personal part is that being congruent. And what do I mean by congruent? Congruent is alignment, right? So being in alignment with your value system and all of those things, and that's how you can show up with integrity in the world. And we'll get into the nitty gritty of that, but go ahead and talk about the definition that you had, because I think it's good.
Let me pull that up. This one is not necessarily platitude centric, and it comes from Tony Dungy, who, I mean, I think he's a good dude, man. Certainly arguments can probably be made, but he just simply says integrity, the choice between what's convenient and what's right. And I mean, we've heard a lot of different definitions, like doing the right thing when nobody's looking and things like that. And I got a funny story that kind of fits into that. When the kids were little, I would sit them down and I would talk about these kinds of things. You know, integrity first is the first Air Force core value. So it's kind of at the top of the list when we start talking about some of these things. So I would sit my kids down and I would talk to them about it. And I think we were on a road trip or something. And I was sitting there, I was talking to the kids in the back seat, and I brought this analogy up and I said, you're driving down a road in the middle of the desert. You're out in the middle of freaking nowhere, right? And you come up to a red light and it's red and you stop. But it never changes. How long do you sit there before, I mean, you make a move, right? How long are you willing to sit there and watch that red light not turn green before you go? And the funny part of the story is the youngest boy, he goes, I would just turn right. So, but there's lessons to be learned in there too, man. Like sometimes you can pivot, you know, and not compromise your integrity, but you can pivot and you can maneuver and you can change some things. And so I thought that was a pretty fun way to.
This podcast is brought to you by Avocado Mattress. And if healthy, comfortable sleep matters to you, this is one organic brand worth knowing. That's because what you sleep on actually matters.
Most mattresses rely on synthetic foams and chemical materials that trap heat, break down over time, or off-gas. Avocado does it differently. Their mattresses are handcrafted with natural materials, organic latex, organic wool, and organic cotton, designed to be naturally cooling incredibly supportive, and long-lasting. They're certified organic by GOTS and meet multiple non-toxic and safety certifications. Made for people who care about their health and the environment without sacrificing comfort. I love that Avocado proves you don't have to choose between comfortable, supportive sleep and your values. And now you can get up to 15% off all Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. Avocadogreenmattress.com.
Frame a discussion of, dude, this doesn't mean that you have to walk this line necessarily. Like, there's room to maneuver here, and you can do some things. And you know, you have left and right boundaries as far as your moral compass, to use another platitude, but you can do this.
Yeah, and I think what's important too is, in that definition, one, it's succinct and it's short, so it's easy to remember. But two, your integrity will really shine when you do have to make decisions that are difficult, right? Yeah. So, and that's that whole courage over comfort piece, right? Staying in alignment with the value system. I'm going to choose courage over the comfort of doing something different, you know, because what I'm about to do is going to be really uncomfortable, but I'm going to be courageous and I'm going to stay congruent and I'm going to walk in that value system. And I think it's important to point out too, like, we put a lot of thought into the defined values.
Yeah.
Practice integrity, inspire change. Yeah. Well, defining values is the first piece of it. You got to define your own value system, because you're not really going to be able to walk in integrity if you haven't figured those pieces out for yourself.
That's right.
Because it's unique to every person to a certain respect.
Yeah.
But I want to be specific about this too, because we don't say have integrity or always be integrity, or always, you know, be integral, or any, we say practice integrity.
Yeah.
Because you're going to fuck it up, man.
Well,
if we don't always do, we don't always make the right choice. We don't always do the right thing. You know, sometimes we get out of alignment with our value system. Sometimes we do things that are incongruent with how we're trying to show up in the world. And that's part of the process. Part of the process is practicing that integrity and trying to walk in that alignment.
Yeah. Doctors also practice.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And I find it disturbing when I go to a doctor's office and he calls it his practice, because I don't take my car to the auto mechanic and they call it their practice. That's their profession. And so if I'm getting practiced on when I go in to get my liver cured or whatever, like when my surgeon did my back surgery, if he goes, "Oh man, just lay down, I need some practice here," I probably wouldn't have chose that doctor.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Now, it was a little humor, and apologies for sifting through my damn notes here. I lost my place when we were talking earlier, and I can't find my dang notes page where I had all this crap written down. So I will find it eventually, and I'm sorry for the distraction, guys that are watching. Or you can look at all my dumbass notes. We mentioned a while back how, you know, getting your life organized and being a diligent journaler and things like that. I'm not a journaler, but this is my 2023 notebook. And it's full all the way. I got like 3 pages left that I intend to fill up this month. And,
right on.
Anyways, so to kind of, I guess, to start the discussion, we were talking about going back to one of the very first episodes that we put out, and we talked about defining our values.
Yeah,
and
episode four.
Yeah, in that episode, we talked about values and virtues, and we talked a little bit about ethics. And I know that we had some definitional not disagreements, but there's words mean things.
Yeah.
And some of those definitions crossed and they overlapped a little bit. So
sure.
You want to deep dive into that for a second?
I do. But before we go there, I just want to talk about kind of the two parts, because I think that'll set the stage. And then I think having that conversation to be a little more specific, right? Because we've talked about this before, like in the shame episode with Alicia, right? There's some literacy that goes with these things if you really want to understand them for yourselves. And I think that's important to try to capture.
I'm completely fucked.
So no, you're not.
Continue.
So integrity has two parts. The first is, if we go back to that definition that I read, right? The quality of being honest, having strong moral principles and moral uprightness. Okay. I got it, right? Great. Let me give you a quote. Nelson Mandela said that the first thing is to be honest with yourself. So that's the part of that definition that I can get down with.
That sounds a lot like accountability.
If we're going to talk about honesty, the first step to that is being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and what's important about this is integrity is an internal quality, right? So we've talked about this on the podcast before too. If your motivation is external, and it's not coming from here.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not internally motivated, if you don't have internal discipline to strive towards a goal or an objective, if everything's external, dude, you're never going to get to the happy place that you want to be, yeah. right? It's not going to work for you because you're never going to get all the praise you want, mm-hmm. whatever that external thing is. So realize that integrity is a very internal process.
Yeah.
The first step of that is you have to be honest with yourself.
Well, that goes back to the self-inspection stuff.
That goes back to self-inspection. Yeah. And I think more important, not more importantly, but in line with that is that whole process of defining your personal values, which
yeah.
I've said this probably too many times already on the podcast, but there's a reason I come back to it. And that's because, dudes, if you don't take the time
yeah.
to walk yourself through that exercise and spend a little time being honest with yourself mm-hmm. and figuring out what those core values are for you, then that practice integrity piece is going to be a hit and miss because you don't really know yeah. what you're trying to do or how you need to align, you know, your behaviors and your actions and your words with a core value system.
Yeah. Well, let me just offer myself as an example of walking through that process. Like I thought I was pretty solid. Like I thought I had decent enough character traits that were guiding my decisions and stuff, but I still sat there for an entire afternoon jotting stuff down on a piece of paper and kind of racking and stacking and in your terms, bending these things under different columns. And that's how I came up with mine. And your value list and my value list were not terribly dissimilar. I think we had
a lot of overlap.
80-90% of them. We might have elevated different ones to different levels or put them in slightly different buckets. But going through that process helped me understand, like, loyalty was one of mine. And under that was honesty and integrity. And I started really thinking about it. And I'm like, dude, like I've had so many friends over the years. Think about my trajectory through my career, starting from an enlisted guy, promoting very fast, and then going over to the officer side. I lost some friends
yeah.
throughout there, you know, and it was nothing that I was doing necessarily. It was, I don't want to use the word jealousy, but it kind of was, you know. Now looking back on that, that said a lot about their character, but what I gleaned out of that was they were not loyal to that friendship. They were not loyal to that relationship because a true friend, a true loyal friend to me would have been congratulatory.
Yeah.
They would have high-fived me and said, dude, that's fucking awesome. They would have
been happy for you.
How did you do it? Tell me, teach me, you know. Instead, I got criticized and chastised and kicked out of a community for it. So I think that that's where my core values come from. And that integrity piece of it fell under that loyalty for me.
Yeah. And I haven't always had these things. This is a process of stuff that I've learned over the course of my life in order for me to show up in the world the way that I want to. Mm-hmm. And that's why we say in the intro, like, this is the podcast I wish yeah. I would have had when I was a younger man. I wish somebody would have done this with me when I was a much younger man. Now,
yeah.
we all pick up things along the way, whether it's, you know, the 10 commandments from church or, you know, you join the military and it's integrity first, service before self, excellence in all we do.
Yeah.
And you start to pick up some of those.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable, and I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Pieces of it. But the importance of the defining your values exercise, and if you guys haven't done it, go back and listen to that episode. We walk you through mm-hmm. it. The purpose of that is it takes all that abstractness
yeah.
of those things that you think are those integral parts of you, and it brings it to the forefront, yeah. right? It goes from kind of this abstract, I think this is kind of who I am and what I'm about, to this is who I am and what I'm about, right? And then yeah. it kind of brings it to the front of your mind so that you have more awareness day to day, and you can kind of show up the way that you really want to. And yeah. The importance of it too is it's a very personal exercise, right? Because like you said, you and I had overlap of probably 90% of the things that we do, but we view them through a little bit of a different lens.
That's right.
And so they kind of bend differently for us because our overarching values are slightly different.
I don't know if that makes one more important than the other. I think it's just the way that we think about things. And again, we're using these as kind of guiding principles. Your values are the things that guide your decision-making and your actions throughout your day. And maybe the ones that are higher on the list, I mean, certainly the different categories that you put them in are going to guide your decisions. Yours was trust and integrity. And I think those are solid, you know, and when you start to make your daily decisions for you and your family and your profession, those are going to guide those decisions and keep you on a good path to where, you know, here's the litmus test, at least for me anyways, is when I close my eyes at night, I like to think, did I do everything that I could to be a good dude today? Right. And sometimes the answer is no. And I mean, that's just reality. You know, maybe I threw a bunch of 4-letter F words at the lady that cut me off in traffic or something like that. That doesn't mean that I'm not practicing and trying to get better at these things. But, you know, some of that comes with the maturity and age and certainly the introspection and the practice of self-awareness. Those kinds of things that we've already talked about on the podcast a little bit is, you know, being attuned to the moment that you're in and how you're going to present yourself in that moment.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Roscoe, because here's an example. So let's say you go through a values exercise and honesty and loyalty and trust are values or sub-values for you.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're not honest with your wife or your partner about certain things. Maybe you're hiding certain things, you know? Maybe you have, you know, maybe you're smashing a can of beer before you come home, you know, and because you don't want to deal with judgment at home, or you don't want to have whatever that uncomfortable conversation is with your spouse or your partner.
Yeah.
You know, about maybe you've just had a tough day or set up some boundaries for, hey, I just, if I'm coming home and I've had this kind of day, I just need like 30 minutes of quiet time before I engage with everybody else, or I get the list of honey-dos for what went wrong around the house, or whatever the case may be, right? You know, or maybe there's an unwanted identity you have. Maybe you have a porn addiction or something like that, you know, and that would be scary to share with somebody, especially somebody that you're in a relationship with, right? But, and I'm not saying that you necessarily have to go home and blab all this stuff out, but maybe maybe that gives you the discipline and the courage and the strength to attack those issues for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it leads you down the road to find a therapist to work on those types of things in your life so that you can kind of flush that stuff out and really align yourself with who you think you want to be so that you can start walking in that.
Well,
and practicing that.
You can see just in that discussion that you just gave, like there's so many of the principles that we've talked about on the B1 Change One podcast that all interweave with each other. Like I say, that big O knot, man. And that courage piece of it. Yeah, man, you're going to have to tuck your tail a little bit to have some of these discussions sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're not easy.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got some very recent examples of some family members of mine that have had to have some of these discussions and it's not fun.
Yeah.
You know, but until you look that dragon in the face, he's always going to be overbearing on you and he's always going to have control of your actions. And you're always going to have that little bit of, you're going to feel just a little bit ashamed every time you do that action. Once you identify that action doesn't align with who you want to be and who you want to show up and be every day, that's when you start to think about it in a negative way rather than just face the fucker, beat it, have that discussion, throw it out on the table. I mean, you know, Katie and I always talk about the, let's just throw it on the table and see what happens, you know, and sometimes they're uncomfortable.
They are. Well, being vulnerable like that is difficult, right?
It is.
And that's that courage over comfort piece. That's that courage to be open and honest and transparent. It's not with everybody, like we've talked about, but with the people that, you know, you really trust or that you really love, you know, and I'm not saying that necessarily, you know, you go blab a bunch of this stuff out, but maybe you've got a friend that you can rely on, you know, or somebody else that you know that's going through something similar. I mean, I knew guys in the Air Force that, you know, chewed tobacco or whatever, and they would find another guy that chewed tobacco and they would be each other's buddies to try to quit or whatever, right? And hey man, if you need to get a dip, just call me and I'll talk you off the ledge or whatever, right?
So, hold up. I also knew the motherfucker that chewed tobacco but never would buy a can because his wife would find out. So he always bummed my chewing tobacco. So fuck that guy.
Yeah,
right.
No doubt.
Own it. Either own it or don't. Yeah. You know?
So the point of that entire discussion though is you gotta be honest with yourself up front, right?
True.
If you can't be honest with yourself, 100%. Then you know, just you can turn the episode off now. This is gonna mean nothing to you because the bottom line is if you can't be honest with yourself, if you can't have a little bit of self-reflection, then dude, you're going to be stuck and it's going to be really difficult for you to grow and mature
in
life.
That is probably of all the things that we've talked about to me, that is one of the hardest things.
It's so hard.
Is you have to, I mean, you have to take stock of every aspect of your life and be completely honest, man. And I fell into this trap of looking at myself in the mirror and going, it's not that bad. Well, it is, man. Like, you can do better. And being honest to a point where you recognize it and you write it down and you take that next step to trying to make a difference, trying to make it a little bit better. That's the practicing piece of it, right? So identifying it up front, that is super hard, man.
It is.
All these different, I mean, and we've talked about, gosh, man, we've gotten deep on a few things, but until you've got that piece of it where you can sit down and really go, man, I need help.
Yeah. Well, like, there's probably a lot of shame in that. Like we've talked about with,
you're right,
you know, some of our brothers that we've lost, or, I mean, go back and listen to the shame resiliency episode. Yeah. There's a lot to it. And so I guess the other thing that I would say is, it's hard for anybody, but I also think that, you know, there is a certain view that we are taught growing up, or at least you're in my generation definitely was taught, you know, where as a man, you're supposed to be able to do it all, take it all, shrug it off, not show the emotion,
be tough,
you know, and not let anybody in, handle it yourself. And guys, There's going to be things in your life that you can't do alone.
Yeah.
You know, you got to find help. If you need help, get help. And it doesn't have to be, it can be a professional, but it can also be a friend. It can be a spouse. Yeah. It can come in a bunch of different, it can be a mentor. It can come in so many different ways.
Yeah.
AA, you know, I mean, there's all these organizations that do these things.
Yeah. You just about can't throw the rock on the internet anymore and not hit a support group for something.
Yeah. So, and that's that struggle, I think, that we have a lot of times as men with being vulnerable. And one of the stories that I remember that I really loved about one of the books that I read by Brené Brown was when she was first starting to do her research, all of her research was focused on women.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at a talk one night for one of her books, and this wife brought her husband, and he had read the book.
Yeah.
And he went up to her at the end, you know, and said, you know, I really enjoyed your book. He goes, why don't you study men? And she's like, well, I've just, you know, focused on, on women, you know? And she's like, well, he looked at her and she goes, well, that's convenient.
Yeah.
You know? And she goes, she'll say, you know, she was really taken aback by that. And he goes, I'm here to tell you, he goes, all of the stuff you write is really good. He goes, but the women in my family want to see me on my white horse.
Yeah.
They don't want to see me falling off of it. You know, and she was like, oh, damn, you know,
that's
so
tough,
she started
though.
To, it is, that but I'm is. Saying, but there's that perception like that we're supposed to be the guy on the horse, right? Yeah. And we're supposed to have it all. Dude, we're people.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hard.
We have
to,
our demons. We make our mistakes.
I think it's hard to balance that. Stigma is not the right word. It's hard to balance the societal expectation of being the leader, being the warrior, being the guy who's out front, you know, the protector of your family, the provider of your family, those kinds of things, with the other side of it that, man, it's okay to sit in the dark room and cry if you need to, you know, if like we were pre-gaming earlier and we were talking about venting to each other and sometimes you need that, man.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's okay to let your guard down and just let it the fuck out, dude.
Yeah, and I fall into that trap too. I mean, when I went through my first divorce, man, I tried to do it all on my own. Mm-hmm. I tried to do a bunch by myself, ended up drinking a bunch and picking up a bunch of things that weren't that healthy for me.
Yeah.
And I was angry and depressed, and you know, I was going through all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have reached out to the people that I was close to in my life earlier, because I would have gotten through it. I don't want to say better necessarily, but I would have gotten through it faster.
It's super easy to use all those things as an excuse, though, for your actions.
Oh, it totally.
You know,
is.
It's like, well, it's okay for me to go out drinking on a Friday night because I'm going through a divorce, or I'm having this really hard time at work, or
you just dive into work, right? You just put all your effort into work, and you just compartmentalize. You push everything to the back. Well, you can. When we've talked about this before too, you can do that shit.
Yeah.
But eventually, all the demons that you throw into the back.
Bro, that pimple's just getting bigger and bigger.
Eventually, they're going to come out, man, and you got to deal with it sometime.
Yeah.
So
I think that we probably all fall into that trap at one point or another. And don't take it the wrong way. There is times when you have to compartmentalize things and just nug it out. And I'll use going on a deployment. That's a great example of you have to compartmentalize to a certain extent, because if I use this analogy, and some people have brought it to me recently about, you know, well, why do fighter pilots come across as cocky or arrogant? And I say, well, I mean, some of it is true. Yes. A little bit of cocky, a little bit of arrogance, but moreover, it's more confidence than anything, because when we poke our nose into a fight at 500 miles an hour and we don't have a reverse option, you have to know that you have your shit together. Yeah. Right. And when you're downrange and there's real good guys getting shot by real bad guys and you're dropping real bombs off of real airplanes, that's not the time to be thinking about the family or the woe is me's, the poor me's, as I've said before. So yeah, there is a certain part of compartmentalization, but you know what, when you land, maybe you go to the chapel, or maybe you go for a run with your buddies and you let it out. Maybe you go to the gym and you get your grunt on a little bit, you know, something like that, and let that stuff out, man.
Yeah. So the first part of that two parts is the quality of being honest, having strong moral principles and moral uprightness. The way that I read that is be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then define your fucking values so that you know what those moral principles and what that moral uprightness is for you.
Yeah.
And then that second part is the part I can get down with, which is the state of being whole and undivided, having internal unity and coherence.
Yeah.
And that's the, I know my values, and now I'm going to practice integrity, and I'm going to try to walk in that.
I'm going to try to not waver from that. And you know,
so
you
actions, my words, my behaviors match that. And realize too, like we talked about in the values episode, those values can be aspiring. You may not be there yet.
That's true.
That's okay, right? It's about how I get there.
Yeah.
It's about getting to it.
Well, again, it's driving your decision making throughout the day. You know, the values are reliant on an action, or should reflect an action. And we said it before in the other podcast or in the other episode, where if you think your value is X, but your actions say Y, you got some work to do, bro.
Yep.
You know, and that's the practice piece of it. But to that definition, you know, go back to the Tony Dungy definition of doing what's convenient versus doing what's right. That definition of what's right, I think, is subjective to a point, you know, and we've had this, we kind of had this discussion going for a little while about what is good. I think good is...
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you.
Yeah.
Hear the lamentations of the women and children, Juvats. Sorry.
Wow. All right. It's hard for me to compete with that. I wish that my brain worked like a Rolodex like yours does sometimes, but alas, you're stuck with me.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your flow.
No, there's no flow. Trust me. I have zero flow. But what the piece of it that I think is subjective of it, that good definition, you know, I might have mentioned this in the other show, but if not, I'll mention it now. Like, I want to feel good, right? Well, if I'm feeling good by doing meth, that's probably not the best way that I could get that feeling. You know, I could probably get that feeling a way that's more generally accepted. And, you know, the balance between what's a virtue and what's a value, I think the definition that we threw out earlier was the virtues are things that are generally accepted as being good. Honesty, courage, justice, things like that would probably go into the virtues bin, versus the more granular things that drive an action in our day-to-day lives. Those are more the personal value stuff. And that's, you know, looking at Tony Dungy's definition, comparing and contrasting what you were pulling up there, what's convenient which is taking the easy way, versus what's right, however you define that. And that's probably a really personal definition.
Yeah.
And it's dependent on the situation. It's dependent on whatever the product is that you're trying to get around. But taking the easy way versus taking the way that you know you should.
Yeah. Well, and the bottom line is that your inner world drives your outward actions, right? So if you're full of hate and resentment mm-hmm. and, you know, guilt or whatever, you're probably not your outward, the way that you outwardly yeah. present.
This podcast is brought to you by Avocado Mattress. And if healthy, comfortable sleep matters to you, this is one organic brand worth knowing. That's because what you sleep on actually matters.
Most mattresses rely on synthetic foams and chemical materials that trap heat, break down over time, or off-gas. Avocado does it differently. Their mattresses are handcrafted with natural materials, organic latex, organic wool, and organic cotton, designed to be naturally cooling, incredibly supportive, and long-lasting. They're certified organic by GOTS and meet multiple non-toxic and safety certifications. Made for people who care about their health and the environment without sacrificing comfort. I love that Avocado proves you don't have to choose between comfortable, supportive sleep and your values. And now you can get up to 15% off all Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. Avocadogreenmattress.com.
Present yourself probably isn't going to be that great, right?
It's going to be hard to walk in with a smile on your face.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Where if you've struggled with those things, if you've had some adversity and you've overcome it, we talked about resiliency, and resiliency isn't just coming out the other side, but it's mm-hmm. coming out the other side, having learned the lessons and gotten better.
Yeah.
It's going to be different, right? And so that's the importance of it.
So let me just pile onto that a little bit, and a little bit of a shameless plug for my website, but I had a guy reach out to me the other day through my website, and I get the emails direct and I try to answer them as they come in real time. And he asked me, he says, how do I get rid of my inner voice that tells me I'm a loser and a failure? And I replied to him simply, a very short reply. I said, easy, man, set up something where you can get some small victories. Small victories make you feel good about yourself. They build a little bit of self-confidence and you gain some momentum. And through that, if you keep doing that, then you pile onto it. You make those goals just a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. Go back to my starting to run the half marathon story, where I started by running from one tree to the next about 100 yards.
Yeah.
It, you don't start out running a marathon. You start out by running a mile.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, the same could be said for what we're talking about here, is like, set yourself up for some small wins, man, and build that confidence and convince yourself that you're capable of doing these things. And once you have that in your brain, then it becomes a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. The other key, because it's an internal process too, like if you're a person that's trying to walk around, like, you know, you've seen these people too, right? The people, I have integrity. I'm going to walk around with integrity and I, you know, blah, 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 blah. Right. It's not, you don't do this so that other people notice. That's not what it's about. It's not about making people think that you have integrity or showing people that you have integrity to impress them, right? Integrity is doing what's right and what aligns with your value system, regardless of whether or not it's recognized or seen. That's the doing. Yeah. That, to me, that's the what's right piece. You do it regardless.
The lack of the pat on the back or the lack of the recognition.
It's not about that, dude. It's about staying true to yourself.
Yeah. We've all been guilty of doing things and going, you know what, when I do this, I'm going to get some accolades for it.
Sure.
Or when I do this, it's going to make me look good in front of my peers or something like that. I think that's probably natural, but at the basic foundation level, yeah, you want to do it because it's the right thing to do. Like the example of picking the popcorn up off the floor versus just walking right past it. I pick shit up off the floor all the time, and I'm not looking for my boss to come in there with a ticker tape parade saying, right. Hey, Roscoe, you're such a great guy. You picked up the fucking popcorn. I don't care, man. It was on the floor. The shit was dirty. Throw it away.
Yeah, well, and where you're going to see it is in those bigger decisions, too. So one story that I heard that I really like, and I don't remember where I heard it from, but this is a true story. Big law firm in New York handpicks top kids coming out of top law schools. And some of the partners, what they would do was they would interview an individual and they would have them be like their exec for a year or two, just to kind of show them the ropes, let them get used to how the law firm worked. You know, they get exposed to a bunch of different things. And then they would start to kind of bend them where they thought that they would succeed the best. So this kid gets hired by this one partner, and it's like first week, he's sitting at his desk, lawyer walks in coming out of a brief or something, on his way to his office, says, hey, so-and-so may call. If they call, I'm not here. Shuts the door. 3 minutes later, dude calls. And the guy goes, yeah, he's here. Hold on. He calls him in the back office and he goes, hey, Mr. So-and-so is on the line for you, sir. And he goes, hey, man, I told you to tell them I'm not here. And this guy was pretty sure that he was getting fired after day three or whatever. But his response to this cat was, sir, I won't lie for you and I won't lie to you.
That's a good balance.
You know, he goes, I'm never going to lie for you, but I'm never going to lie to you. And the guy was pissed at first, but he goes, you know,
you can appreciate
I thought though. About that, you know, that night I thought about it and he was really impressed by it. And so this kid ends up becoming like, you know, through the course of things, became one of his trusted guys, ended up going up the ranks really quick in the law firm, did really well for himself.
Well, that was, there was an example that we talked about earlier on an earlier show, excuse me, that you have to be really careful around an honest person, a guy who's really in tune to this stuff and a guy who has a good mark on his honesty, his courage, his integrity, those kinds of things, because you may run into a situation like that. Yeah. And the easiest example is your wife coming out of the bathroom saying, does this dress make me look fat?
Yeah.
Exercise some balance.
Yeah. My point is that's a guy who, for whatever reason, based on his value system or whatever, he was not willing to do that. And he stood by it.
That's awesome.
Right or wrong.
As a young dude.
Decent example.
Yeah, no, that's an awesome dude who's willing to, there's certain things in your life that you're going to fall on your sword for. And I guarantee you that for the rest of his life, that reputation followed him.
That followed him.
And people who interacted with him, they knew like, okay, this dude's an honest person. He's not going to lie to me, but he's also not going to kick stuff under the rug.
That's right.
And that's not a bad thing.
Nope.
That's your reputation precedes you.
Yeah. So here's where I wanted to talk real quick just about, and I'm not even sure that I know or understand this fully, so hang with me through this, but values versus morals versus ethics. So
yeah, I'm going to hit mute real quick.
Yeah.
So,
no, and I don't want to get, there's a whole philosophical discussion that could be had here that I don't want to go down that road. All I'll say is from what I've read and what I've researched, there's in philosophy, they don't really make a distinction between morals and ethics. Mm-hmm. They're kind of used interchangeably. So the way that I view this is values are independent to the individual, right? That value exercise that we talk about, it's very specific to you.
Yes.
Ethics are kind of the professional things that we get placed upon us, you know? So I would say that even though the Air Force calls them the Air Force values, it's really the ethical code that the Air Force wants us to follow. Integrity, service, excellence, right?
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, if you're a lawyer, you know, there's certain ethical guidelines that you have to follow to practice law, you know,
businessman. Yeah.
If you're a therapist, you know, they have ethics that they follow. Mm-hmm. They have ethical guidelines that they follow. They can be reported, you know, they meet boards and they have to be board certified. And so there's, I think ethics are kind of those things that society kind of prescribes on us sometimes or based on a profession that we follow. Whereas morals are kind of probably more those things that I would say are more those things that you're kind of taught along the way. Like you were talking about the platitudes of being honest, being truthful, being courageous, or the Ten Commandments or whatever you kind of been taught or raised with. But the most important of those is the values, the individual values that you define for yourself, because that's how you're going to be able to practice integrity and then show up with that congruence in the world. So quick discussion on that. That's all I'm going to say.
No, that's good. You know, one thing that there was a few things that jumped out on that, but I just want to cover something really quick. We've thrown the word platitude out there quite a few times throughout this, and we almost make it seem like we're poo-pooing on platitudes. And I don't want to come across as poo-pooing on platitudes. I just think that there's better definitions that we, if you, if you dig a little bit, you can get more granular on some of these things than saying follow your moral compass. Well, what the fuck does that mean? You know, and maybe break it down a little bit more. And some of the things, like, you know, we used to say the platitudes of BFM or lose sight, lose fight, and, yeah, you know, things like that. Okay, that's great. And it actually means something, but let's talk about why and the how and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, so again, I think morals are more of that personal sense of right and wrong, where like the ethics are kind of whatever those overarching things are in a professional aspect or things, yeah, like that. But I also think they can be in conflict with one another. Is that what you're getting at? Like the conflict that can exist between the two?
No, I was merely just talking about what is a platitude and why do we consistently have said throughout our podcast that we don't want to speak in platitudes.
Yeah.
We want to give you a more granular definition and get a few layers deeper than just saying follow your moral compass.
Yeah, platitudes are just, yeah, those things that have been used so many times that they don't have a lot of,
they almost lose their meaning,
thoughtfulness or, yeah, meaning behind them,
exactly,
anymore.
Yeah.
So, and that's why, again, like that importance of defining your personal values, that's a very specific, very personal process, mm-hmm, right? So you kind of get, that helps you, I think that helps you get away from some of that, yeah, stuff. And it really gives you that sense of how to show up, actions, yeah, and behaviors match, right? And, yeah, so that's where I go with that. Does that make sense? Did I answer that question?
Yeah. I don't remember there being a question, okay, but yes, you, yeah, answered it. And,
that's a platitude.
And it wasn't,
and that's why I hate him.
It wasn't poo-pooing on anything that you said. It was merely, yeah, just pointing, no, out, you know, good, like follow your North Star or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's great. But let's figure out what that means.
Yeah,
that's why we say that let's not speak in platitudes.
Yeah. Follow your North, yeah, Star, follow your moral compass. Well, if you haven't defined that for yourself, how, yeah, the fuck are you supposed to do it?
Exactly. Check. And that's, you know, that, yeah, that's all I was getting at.
Unless you're just, yeah, riding whatever, you know, yeah, shit you were taught when you were a kid, that,
yeah,
probably doesn't mean what it did to you when you were taught it.
Yeah.
What people thought it did. It may not even mean anything to you then. I mean,
yeah,
you see it all the time. You see, dude, and I mean, we see it all the fucking time in life, right? I mean, look at all these goddamn politicians or whatever, right? These, I'm a hardcore Christian, but I just had 5 affairs on my wife. I'm sleeping with fucking porn stars, you know, whatever the case may, yeah, be. And I'm not bagging on anybody individually. I mean, you can take what you want from that. But, right, that's not, and we all make mistakes. I get it, right?
Yeah.
And we all do wrong things sometimes. But there's so much incongruence in what these fucking people say and do sometimes that it drives, yeah, me out of my goddamn mind.
I think if you're looking to politicians for your moral guidance in life,
yeah, well,
you
I'm
could
not,
probably find some better examples.
I'm not suggesting just saying that, but, you know, we see it at work too, right? The leader, yeah, that says it's the do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
You know, it's, there, you see this incongruence in people all the time. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to get guys away from. Like, hey, be congruent.
You guys don't drink and drive this weekend. Oh, by the way, there's a roll call later and yeah, we're all in the bar at 14 or 16:30.
That's right.
These things don't line up, dude.
That's right.
So,
yep, that's it. So anyways,
now the virtues discussion I think is good. And, you know, I was trying to throw a blanket on it and say, you know, I was going back to the Stoics of the ancient world and the guys who sat around and talked about this stuff every day for, I don't know, hundreds of years or whatever. And they threw out words like that I've already mentioned, like honesty and temperance and courage, you know, justice, some of these, integrity, that was one that they threw out there. And I don't necessarily think that those are platitudes. I think,
no,
those are maybe some overarching, you know, guidelines or,
yeah,
or, you know, left and right bumpers to,
well,
stay,
I think,
between,
that they're traits. I think yeah, that you can assign traits to how you practice integrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like being authentic, right? Showing up with authenticity, being transparent about, you know, what you say and your actions and what, mm-hmm, you mean by things. That's a trait of integrity, you know, being honest.
Yeah.
Being responsible for your actions, whether they're good or bad, especially when they're bad, right? Like,
yeah,
we've talked about this a number of times on the podcast too, right? Who are the guys in a debrief that you go, oh, that dude's got some fucking integrity? It's the 2000 hour IP who just completely fucked away the flow call,
yeah,
on an air-to-air engagement. And in the, yeah, debrief, he's not blaming number 3,
yeah,
or number 2 or number 4. You know, he's, I mean, I saw this at a red flag one time, man. We're at a red flag. We're on the night vol. we're running Link 16. It's, you know, it's, Link 16 was still relatively new at that time. The C models go down track. The F-15Cs go down track in their initial air-to-air flow. They go, eight of them, right? They take their shots. They run cold. They run cold too long. Mm-hmm. They reform. The strikers have pushed, so the strikers are out in front of them a little bit now. We had five frats that night. So five frats. Fratricide is
blue
on
blue.
We had four C models shoot down four strikers. Well, actually, we had one C model shoot down four strikers, and we had a strike eagle shoot down another strike eagle.
Heresy.
And so we're in the debrief, and the 15C guy, who was the air-to-air package commander, blows over the four frats that the C models has.
Oh, that little guy? Yeah.
And is railing the strike eagle guy. Because the strike eagle guys were in a counter-rotating cap, so basically all that means is they were on opposite ends of the cap from each other, doing some air-to-air work, and we had link up, and an aggressor had gotten close to their cap, so the guy turns hot to point at the aggressor, and he accidentally tags his flight lead on the Link 16 stuff, instead of, and he doesn't correlate it to single group criteria, and he takes a shot and he ends up shooting his flight. He accidentally shoots his flight lead down.
Yeah, it happens.
Mistake. Guys do that on occasion, especially when Link was first new. It's easy to glom on to the
friction, man. It's
a thing. Dude. And he's trying to make it happen fast because this dude's in there fucking chilly. I couldn't take it anymore. And so I raise my hand and I go, hey, dude, are we going to talk about the four fucking frats you guys had? And the reason he's railing on this guy was because he briefed, which nobody followed. He briefed that we weren't going to shoot off of Red Doritos.
Yeah.
Which is basically just the Link 16 matrix has said that thing is hostile.
Tagged it as hostile, yeah.
And he goes, oh, well, you like shooting Red Doritos, Cass? And I go, dude, you're fucking 40 miles away from me. I'm in the middle of every missile engagement zone. I've got two region airfields 20 miles off my nose. You guys aren't doing anything for anybody back where you're setting your caps because you're afraid of a fucking SA-2.
Yeah.
You know? I go, I'm trying to manage a seed package while I'm shooting, you know, red air off my nose. So, I like fucking shooting red Doritos.
Just shoot whatever.
This podcast is brought to you by Avocado Mattress. And if healthy, comfortable sleep matters to you, this is one organic brand worth knowing. That's because what you sleep on actually matters.
Most mattresses rely on synthetic foams and chemical materials that trap heat, break down over time, or off-gas. Avocado does it differently. Their mattresses are handcrafted with natural materials, organic latex, organic wool, and organic cotton, designed to be naturally cooling, incredibly supportive, and long-lasting. They're certified organic by GOTS and meet multiple non-toxic and safety certifications. Made for people who care about their health and the environment without sacrificing comfort. I love that Avocado proves you don't have to choose between comfortable, supportive sleep and your values. And now you can get up to 15% off all Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. Avocadogreenmattress.com.
When are we going to talk about the four fucking frats you guys had tonight? And the whole thing was the one dude, he had a problem with his interrogator. So no SA, turns hot. Strikers are in front, starts interrogating. The interrogator's not working properly. He starts tagging strikers as hostile, and he just starts shooting them.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, fuck, come on, man. So you see that incongruence all the time, right? You know, you see, and I was like, dude, where does your package commander brief supersede the fucking spins?
That's a great example of maybe hiding in action or an inaction. So that you don't get embarrassed by your peers.
Yeah, he's trying to protect his bros.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bravado. Choking on water, spit. That's just a little bit of bravado and ego, that infallible sense, you know, I'm the package lead, therefore I shouldn't be making mistakes. And I get that, man. You're trying to, you gonna die?
I'm good.
I'm good now, sorry.
All right. Listeners, clean your ears out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But let's take it another level. You know, let's say that you find a wallet with $500 in it. What do you do? Do you keep the 500? Well, you know, guy lost his wallet. Sorry, my bad. Or do you turn it into somebody or try to find whose it was? Like nowadays, you could probably put it on Facebook and, you know, have somebody
hopefully
claim
there's
it.
ID in it. You can find
exactly.
The person.
Yeah. You have to be creative on how you get them to ID this. But I mean, there was a thing on the, on our home Facebook page the other day, some lady had left her car keys, her key fob at the mailbox, and somebody, you know, did the right thing and they put it on Facebook, and we ended up over, you know, a couple of days, we narrowed it down and we found the lady and she got her keys back. So, yeah. You know, that's doing what's right. Even though it's really tempting to take that $500 and go, have you bought groceries lately? That shit's expensive, you know? And how about if it's a legal action that, oh fuck man, I don't want anybody to find out about that because I could, you know, get in some legal trouble or something. You know, these things are hard. It's hard to make that balance, man.
Yeah. And my point in that long story, and sorry, I'm not as good of a storyteller as you are, but that's it, right? Like integrity is when you take responsibility for your actions, even when they're bad, right? Or even when you may have been in the wrong, right? Because that's how, like, people will, you will build trust with people when you're honest about, hey, dudes, because all that dude had to go was, dudes, we fucked it up tonight, you know, and we had a bad interrogator on a jet. And I know that that's not an excuse. We should have had more SA on the flow and where everybody was, but we totally screwed the pooch.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm going to add to my WTOs or WTFOs or my contingency briefing is bad interrogators. Yeah. And how do we get the target ID and how do we split that?
Right. And everybody would have been like, great. There's the lesson learned.
Cool. Awesome, we're going to get some LLs out of this and we're going to move on.
Instead of just railing on the strike, you go
back. So now you look like a douchebag and nobody wants to fly with you anymore.
So I think there's traits to it. And those are some of them, you know, honesty, trustworthiness, being consistent, being authentic.
Well, what you were talking about, and you know, this goes into a value that you could probably have is starts with an H, ends in humility. And that guy displayed none of that.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great example of, had he just had a little bit of humility about himself, put his ego in the box or left it out of the room for the debrief.
Or credibility after that.
Well, after the action, his credibility shot.
Yeah.
Beforehand, it might have been intact, but if he goes in there and does what you're talking about, nobody's going to listen to that dude next time.
And in a situation like that, it wasn't just his credibility. It was the credibility of that squadron for the rest of that red flag.
Yeah, I imagine.
You know? So you got to be careful with those things.
Yeah. So if you're a young guy, you know, how do you get started? I mean, we kind of talked about the self-inspection piece of it, and you have to be honest with yourself. But I think it really just comes down to, you know, being in the moment. And you're never going to go through a day when you don't make decisions. You're going to make decisions, and even choosing not to decide is still a decision.
Yeah.
And if you've identified some guideposts to help you with these decisions that can inform your actions and propel you through your day, then I think that's a good start, man. And guys, you're not going to get this right 100% of the time. Nope. You're going to fuck it up, man.
That's
why
we say practice integrity.
That's okay. When you do fuck it up, don't be that guy.
Yeah.
And go in there and go, no, everything's good. Fuck everybody else. No, man, you kind of own it. And even if you do it to yourself quietly in a dark room at night, that's still a practice of humility and moving forward. And that's a good thing. And pretty soon you'll get a little bit better at outright owning it. Like, it's difficult. You know, it's a difficult pill when you're a young dude in a fighter squadron and all you get told is everything you fucked up for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, yes, no, I don't know. Shut the fuck up. You're a shit pants punk. You're here to learn. That's it. We kind of got this beat into us a little bit, so to speak.
We did.
Well, if you're not exposed to that every day, like we were, how do you build this stuff? You know, how do you build that mental capability to hold yourself accountable if nobody else will?
Yeah, it's discipline. I think, again, the big key is understanding your values, because again, that'll help bring it to the forefront of your mind. And then I think initially the thing to do, especially if you're faced with a tough decision on something, is don't rush to failure. I think it's really easy sometimes to go, okay, well, I'm just going to do X, Y, or Z, because that's kind of maybe how you've done things in the past. And what you really need to do is just give yourself a little bit of time and kind of think about, okay, well, if this is my value system, then how am I going to show up in this situation?
Like, you saw me about to go Office Space on that fucking light over there earlier, and you told me, you said, hey, just breathe through your nose
breathe
for a
through
second.
Your nose, Roscoe, not through your mouth. No,
I was about to chunk it through your window, man. I was pissed off.
So, right. But seriously, don't, you know, just take some time and think about it. And then, be disciplined in that. And look, we've said it a million times, you're going to make mistakes, you're going to fail, and that's okay. That's part of the process. Mm-hmm. Being honest about it is the best way to get the lessons learned from it, right? Yeah. And the best way to build trust with people is to be honest about those things. You know, if you make a mistake, go, dude, that's my bad. Like, I totally screwed that up today.
Yeah. I think an easy way to get started with it is start to surround yourself with people who emulate those traits that you aspire to. You know, if you know that you've got some gaps in your character through that self-inspection process, then join a club or a group or, you know, reorient your friend group or whatever it may be so that you're surrounded by some of these people and start sharing ideas. I was on the phone last night with a dude. We randomly hooked up off of LinkedIn and he runs a men's group up in Denver. And man, he's got some good stuff going on up there. We shared some really good ideas, things that we're doing here on the podcast and the demographic that we're trying to reach. And then he's going for more of the kind of the dad age, you know, so people who have young kids all the way up to maybe our age or so. And just giving them, in his words, he said, we're trying to build a tribe for these guys to have a place that they can go and have these kinds of discussions and be open and honest in a non-retributional kind of environment. You know, nobody's going to judge me when I go to this group, you know, and the guys, the kind of dudes who are signing up for that stuff, aren't going there to be malicious and boo-foo other dudes. They're going there for the same reasons.
Right.
So, you know, you kind of got a little bit of security in that environment and you can feel a little bit more open. It's no different than when you go to AA. Everybody there is there for the same reasons. So that's why they're more open and sharing.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going into a room full of, you know, if you're a little scrawny guy and you're going to the gym with a bunch of meatheads, yeah, you're going to have a little bit of inferiority complex. But if you surround yourself with other dudes who like to work out and do the same things that you do, you don't have to keep up with the guy that's bench pressing 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Go jog on the treadmill with your bros, you know, and or kick it around on the basketball court or something like that.
No, that's a great point, man, because I think it's important to have, you know, at least one or two individuals because you're going to fall short. You know, you're not always going to walk. You're not always not going to walk in alignment with your value system. You're going to make some mistakes, and some of them are going to be pretty heinous at times. And being able to have somebody that you can talk to about that's not going to judge you for it, and knows that you're doing your level best to try to be and try to walk into the person that you're trying to be, is, I think, really important.
You know, you and I have had some discussions in this very room, off camera, offline, where I think that we've built enough level of trust with each other to where I could tell you things and I know it's not going outside that door and vice versa. And I know that you've shared with me some things and I'm just like, man. I mean, I bet it feels good to get that shit off your chest. You know, I'm not going to judge you for it because guess what, man? Most of the shit that you were talking to me about, I'm going through the exact same freaking thing on some level. You know, if you've been married for any length of time or if you have kids, you're going to experience some of these things.
Well, that's important. I think that's an important point too, is I think a lot of times we're going through things and we think it's unique to us.
No,
and it's
fuck not, no, dude. Man.
You're one of thousands, you know, if not millions.
Every family, every relationship is dysfunctional to a certain degree.
Yeah. I mean, we've all got things that we're battling, you know, or things that we're trying to fix or change. And I mean, I just try to be consistent in that process, you know, and do the best. And I think the important thing too is be gracious with yourself, man. You're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, don't beat yourself up too much. Give yourself a little space. It's okay. We're not going to be all awesome all the time. I mean, that's just the truth of it.
You can help yourself by finding an outlet. You know, some guys like to journal. Some guys like to go for a long run or go to the gym or call their buddy, or, you know, and girls, I think, are better at this than guys are about just getting together and talking. Like Katie goes to lunch sometimes with her girlfriends and she's gone for 3 or 4 hours, you know, just sitting there and just talking, and they talk about everything. And some people will call that gossip. I got it. But, and there's some therapy in that, just sitting around and BS. And like, one of the best things you can do is get a bunch of your bros, go build a campfire and just sit around and talk.
Yeah. You know? I'll tell you, for me, I'm an early riser, and I love how quiet the house is early in the morning.
Yeah, that's nice.
And so a lot of times for me, what works for me is I get up early before everybody else does. I know nobody's going to be up for an hour, hour and a half. I make myself a cup of coffee, you know, and I have this chunk of time where I can just kind of think about whatever it is that I need to think about and really set my intention for the day. you know, hey, man, what are the things that I need to focus on today? Mm-hmm. And kind of get that straight in my mind so that when the day does start, I can move out with some intention and purpose behind it.
Man, that's one of my favorite times of the day to not turn anything on. Every now and then I'll grab a book and I'll read for a little bit, but I catch myself just staring out the window a lot. And you've been in my man cave back there. And that's the reason I have those chairs set up the way that they are. It's totally not feng shui for the room. It actually cramps it a lot and takes away a lot of the usable space in the room. But I love sitting in my chair and looking out the window, man. I watch the rabbits go by. I watch the dogs play or the wind or whatever. And it just, you know, it's just that me time, and I allow myself to daydream about things. And you'd be surprised at how, well, first of all, it's therapeutic. And second of all, you come up with some good ideas.
Yeah,
man.
It can be a creative process.
It, it really can. And I found I've had a lot of creativity come out of just those, you know, 20, 30 minutes of sitting there with a cup of coffee, staring out the window. Katie can't do that. Katie can't sit in a quiet room. She has to have some kind of noise, either the radio or a podcast or YouTube channel playing or the TV on. Me,
everybody's different.
Dude, I will sit there and I'll just stare at the wall and see what happens.
Which one of your boys challenge you to use feng shui on the podcast tonight?
That's what I want to know.
No, but that was a big word for Ross. I tell you what, I can't spell that, but I kind of think I know what it means. Something about being in the flow or something. I don't know.
That was badass.
You already accused me of not being in the flow. So what else we got on integrity, dude? We could probably do a whole nother episode on this and go even deeper into it, which we might in the future.
Yeah, I think that's good for now. I would just encourage guys out there, if you have questions around this or if you want us to dive into, you know, maybe some other aspect of it, just message us, man. Leave something on the socials. Email us from the website.
Yeah.
Let us know. And we'll do our diligence and come back and I'd love to hear from folks too, just, you know, when you've some of the challenges you face and how you walked through that, if you've done it, you know, and because those are things that we could share on a First Name Friday or stuff like that, just to give guys some more, you know, examples that, you know, maybe similar to certain things that other folks that are listening to the podcast are dealing with.
No, I you know, I'm reminded of getting a chance to mentor a couple of young guys, young lieutenants or even Colin going into the Air Force. And one of the things that I've told guys for a long, long time is don't let anybody convince you of this idea that this is the way to do things. Like, there's no such thing as the way. All right. You get on the wave and you ride it, man. And if it looks cool, go do it. All right. And I'll challenge the listeners as my parting shot to go back to what we said a few episodes ago when we talked about 10 years from now, you're going to arrive. The question is where. And now let's put it just a slightly different spin on it and talk about the character of a man and say, what kind of man do you want to be in 10 years? When you look back, do you want this journey to be a journey to where you're standing in the same place? Or can you find a role model or a mentor that you want to try to emulate? And 10 years from now, I want to be like this guy, or I want to have these character traits. I want my family to think about me this way, kind of thing. And start aspiring to that. Start working towards that. And it all really goes back to go back to the earlier episodes and go back to self-inspection and how we broke that down.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else you got, man?
That's it.
Be the one.
Be the change.
Thanks for flying with the B1 Change 1 podcast. If you got something out of this show, then be the one and share it in your circles of influence.
You can be our wingman through our website at www.b1change1.com. That's B and the number one, change and the number one.com.
We invite you to be the one and join our fighter squadron on social media at B1 Change 1 on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You can follow us at Paul Roscoe White on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, as well as Roscoe's website, www.paulroscoewhite.com.
You can email us from the website, and please leave comments, share, and ask questions, or leave ideas of things you would like to discuss on future podcasts. Most importantly, be the one that helps us win the algorithm by leaving a review on whatever platform you're listening on.
Thanks for joining. Until next time, be the one.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about. but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.